What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are closed for the next half hour, and we're going to do a little bit more news out here. Interestingly enough, story coming on out of Scoopy Web. Apparently, the Kentucky College hosted an event that basically spent most of their time saying that Trump supporters are complicit in white terrorism. I mean, smear jobs are just going on out there, and, you know, the name calling. And of course, nobody in the legacy corporate media is daring to question them in that. Okay, we actually have one more caller waiting on the line I'm going to take before we close the lines. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Yeah, Mike, just want to bring real quickly, I know you want to go to your news, but yeah, Mike, I just want to talk what's going on here in the Herald. They reported we had a major car accident here in Miami, South Florida, and they also had a major one in Orlando, illegal immigrants. They had a 16 got killed over there in California, and actually the editorial was like, you know, these people are coming here. They don't have driving skills. They never owned a car. 99% of them never had a car in Honduras or Central America, wherever they come from, Guatemala, whatever else. So they don't have no cars, Mike. So these demon rats want to bring them here. They want to bring them here. These people are coming here. They want a lot. Their driving skills are horrific. Car accidents, you can see 16 in California. So, yeah, Mike, it's just appalling. And but, you know, this Ocasio-Cortez and all these ones want to bring in all these illegals, Mike. And you're talking about millions of cars. You're talking about, Mike, what happens when a locust swarm hits a cornfield? And they devour. What do they do next? What do they do next?
They move on to the next cornfield, and there's nothing left behind. But, you know, you've hit an important part, you know, that we're going to be adding all these additional cars to the roads. It's going to be using up even more gas and oil and increasing our air pollution. And it's funny how, you know, all these global warming environmentalist people aren't out there saying that, yeah, these illegal immigrants are going to be adding to the pollution here in the United States of America.
Absolutely, Mike, and the Republicans did not run one ad during this election with Trump and Biden, bumbling buffoon, did they run an ad saying that. None of the Republicans, all these multi-millions of dollars were spent on these ads, not one of them really came hit the American public. Even these demons saying, oh, wait a minute, these ads are heavy because these liberals are wanting all these illegals over here to bring in more, you know, fumes, create more havoc. I mean, it's on the environment. I mean, I don't get it. We can't sustain another. We can't sustain another 40, 50 million illegals, Mike. We just can't. And the country environmentally,
our roads and highways are already overstressed from the legal Americans. I mean, I don't know about where you live, but, you know, when we were living in Hawaii, we've got the worst roads in the nation out there. Here in Indiana, potholes everywhere. The existing roadway infrastructure, you know, isn't able to support the current level of traffic. Now you start adding another few million cars, and we don't even know where those are going to come from, to the traffic, and it's just going to increase traffic congestion.
Well, Mike, here in South Florida, it's horrible. It's horrendous. When I graduated high school as a young man, you could go to Miami Beach from my house in 10 minutes. It would take you an hour and 15 minutes to get there now, Mike, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's how bad it's got. The traffic is horrendous here. Our transit system is actually a joke, considering we're, you know, pretty big city here, Miami. It's North Miami, all the way down. It's crazy, man. But everywhere I look, Mike, it's more and more cars being added. And one more thing, I'll let you go. Mike, the housing thing, they had a thing in South Florida on the news just now. There's no houses for people to buy. They're building, Mike, they're putting in, they're building, I mean, it's multiple units. I mean, it's like the kibbutz in Israel. It's like a beehive. Everywhere you're going, you're building beehives, Mike. Beehives are everywhere. No, pretty soon you won't even get a house. The land is off the charts. An acre of land in South Florida is off the chain. California's even worse, I hear, some areas. But here in South Florida, forget it. You buy an acre now, you better come up with, you better have like $500,000, I guarantee it. I'm talking raw land, Mike. Raw land. I'm talking not even with a structure on it, because we've allowed our – wherever I go, Mike, it's looks like an invasion force. This is an invasion. And, Mike, one more thing, and I'll let you go. These people are not coming here to learn our language. It's all over the Herald. These people, 60% of Mike, listen to this, Mike. Tell everybody, sorry, listen to this, Mike. Herald reporting can not have Mike archive it. 60% of the people in Florida, the state of Florida, don't only want to speak English in their homes. They speak another language. Now, that's frightening, Mike.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't have a problem with people speaking whatever language they want in their homes as long as they're able to communicate with, you know, the society around them. Now, I know the United States does not really have an official language, but one of the big problems I have are all these illegals and refugees coming into this country whose attitude is, we don't want to have to learn English. You should learn our language. And I used to see that a lot in Southern California, you know, from all the. They would just sit there saying, no, why don't you know how to speak Spanish? I mean, this used to be our land anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. There it is right there. Bingo. I mean, it's crazy. Yep. I don't know how much more we're going to take this, Mike, but like I said, they're reporting all these accidents, these illegals coming here. They're learning to, I guess they get cars, however, they get sponsored to get a car. I think a lot of them don't even have actually driver's license. And they're getting horrific accidents, Mike. And not only ones that are getting killed, what about the ones that got wounded and you got to take care of them? Their medical bills are probably in the multi-millions of dollars for all these illegals, Mike. People are not being arrested. Like, you know, I remember your show like a year ago and you said it. Nobody got arrested in these sanctuary cities. That's the end of our country, Mike. That's the number one issue to me. Like, you know, I know I call your show and a lot of people on here, but the number one issue is we're being invaded, Mike. And everywhere I turn, I feel like I'm a native. I mean, I'm a foreigner in my own country, man. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people feel that way. Now, Tom, let me respond to what you just said here. I think a lot of people understand this is an important issue. They may not agree that it's the most important issue. To me, the most important issue is that we've lost control of the government by virtue of these very obviously rigged elections. The immigration is a problem. But, you know, let's keep a little perspective and start talking about some of the other problems as well. Okay.
I got you. Look, Mike, I totally agree. But like I said, I think that's just all part of the narrative is immigration, the stealing of elections, LGBTQ is the right thing to do. And you heard about this guy, what's going on if you're white and you're straight, we should start to replicate or procreate. if you're white and you're straight, you need to start reprocreating or something. I don't know. You can come out with.
I'm white and I'm straight and I'm all in favor with that myself here, but you know,
right?
What can I tell you?
Well, you know, Mike, we got to start. It's all starting with the school system. These schools are dumbing our kids down like dumb imbeciles. They don't know nothing about history, Mike. I could go on for hours with that one. And I could tell you stories, but
they know what they're supposed to believe. That's the problem with modern education. They're being taught to believe certain things. You know, don't question, don't analyze, don't think critically, just believe what we tell you. You know, humans are warming the earth. You know, the Second Amendment only applies to the government uniformed thugs, you know, various other things. I mean, I got to see that Common Core curriculum and the way they present the Bill of Rights. It's completely different from what was, obviously intended just from reading the original text, but you know, the original text of the Bill of Rights is not in the Common Core curriculum. It's their interpretation, and that's what kids are being taught to believe.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Mike. It's Jeb Bush type George Bush nonsense. Those nincompoops. And you know what, Mike? One more thing. I'll go. Look, these illegals that are coming here, they never would own a car in their own country, Mike. You come to the United States, if you don't have a car, you do not survive. You will not survive in this country unless you have a great transit system in the city. But Mike, these people—it's just horrible. It's going to happen with the environment. I don't know what that answer is. All I can say is a bunch of corruption and tyranny. That's all I see with this invasion force that they're bringing in here. With all these people wanting to consume, and we're not even producing anything in this country anymore, basically. So, Mike, that's it. That's all I got to say. And you have a fantastic weekend, you and Claire, and I'll listen on and then call you a couple in a. Yeah, next week, in the middle of the week sometime.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go and get back to the news. I just noticed apparently our video feed has gone away. Let me see if I can cycle it and get it back. If not, I'll have to restart the call on the next commercial break. Yeah, and I don't know if it's YouTube or what the heck is going on here. All right, so yeah, we lost our video. All right, I'll restart the call on the next commercial break. I can't do it here because everybody's listening. They're paying attention. All right, getting on back to the news here. Over in Virginia, in the Loudoun County School Board, they were having this board meeting, and this one teacher basically stood up and started slamming critical race theory. Now, for those of you who are not following along, critical race theory, boiled down to its essence, is that white people cannot help but be racist, and therefore we must deal with that issue. But this teacher basically you know, made the statement to the school board. And the school district is rated number 4 in the state of Virginia. They made national headlines for moving away from Dr. Seuss, from associating him with their reading celebration due to the racial undertones in several of his books. So the Virginia teacher reached out to the Gateway Pundit, and the teacher, who runs the Patriotic Educators on Instagram, told the reporter that Loudoun County Schools policies and leadership trickle down to the rest of the school districts and pave the way to further indoctrinate the rest of the state. And that's really what it is. They are indoctrinating our children with critical race theory, with LGBTQ, with trans, with all this other stuff. And we applaud this one teacher for speaking up, but the fact remains, it was only the one teacher. And that tells us just how bad things have gotten. Interesting little story, and this one is coming out of Tethesda.com. There was this high school senior was threatened with not being able to graduate for failing the critical race theory at his school because he refused to confess to his white dominance as part of the course requirement. The problem is, this particular student is not entirely white. He is biracial. But they still said, as part of the course requirement, you have to confess to your white dominance. That's not what schools are supposed to be about. You know, confess to your, you know, to your crimes and your sins and so forth and so on. Over in Wisconsin, there was a high school, Brookfield Central High School near Milwaukee, and they got into trouble because in a 10th grade health class, students were asked to view and discuss this sex survey, which really got graphic. And the true and false survey, true and false style survey is saying, here's one question. I have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol while having sexual intercourse. These are 10th graders, remember. I have had sexual intercourse with 4 or more people. I have had unprotected vaginal sex. I have participated in oral or anal sex. Now, this, not surprisingly, is upsetting the families. And one family said that their child came home from school feeling uncomfortable. The child told their parents they felt obligated to complete the survey in front of their peers, even though they wanted to opt out. Now, the school apparently had told students they could opt out, but students were not allowed to leave the classroom and had to sit through the presentation. And again, these are 10th graders, and, you know, it's one thing to be talking about safe sex and avoiding pregnancy and disease, but, you know, this kind of stuff, again, these kids really, I think, are too young to be dealing with these kinds of issues because, you know, we're talking about, what, 15, 16-year-olds? That's right on the border. So the school district is in a lot of trouble. All righty. Biden has issued yet another executive order, and this one has set the stage for Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough to force taxpayers to foot the bill for transgender soldier treatment. So for you transgenders who don't have a lot of money or insurance, join the military and they will do your surgery for you at the cost of the taxpayer. And we are talking that transgender surgeries can cost anywhere between $100,000 and $200,000. You know, plus the military uplift, it's probably going to be $500,000. All right. Now, here's a good example of how the cancel movement is really going over the border. They're really not paying attention. They're just grabbing anything they can use as an excuse. Now, there was this public relations executive, Gordon Beatty, who's the owner of Beatty Communications. And Beatty wrote, this is the direct quote, "At Beatty Communications, we don't hire blacks, gays, or Catholics. We sign talented people, and we don't care about the color of their skin, sexual orientation, or religion. That's the way it should be with every company. Only hire people for their talent, experience, knowledge, and wisdom. We hire people we like, trust, and admire, and recruit people who have the potential to be better than us." Well, the woke people took just one sentence out of that that statement of his. "We don't hire blacks, gays, or Catholics," and basically forced this guy to resign from the firm he founded. When his actual statement, when you read it in full, is a statement against discrimination. I mean, the innocent are getting burned at the stake along with the real witches here. All right, so let's get into some computer stuff now. We've been talking about the break-in into Microsoft Exchange servers, and the number of hacks is doubling every 2 hours. And the cyber criminals are taking full advantage of slow patch or mitigation processes on Exchange server, and the attack rates are just doubling. In countries feeling the brunt of the attack attempts are Turkey, the United States, and Italy, accounting for 19%, 18%, and 10% of all tracked attempts, respectively. Government, military, manufacturing, and then financial services are the most targeted industries whatsoever. Okay, now over on Mars, you know, the next planet out here, Perseverance is starting to move around. It's starting to demonstrate many of its other little systems. The stuff that's coming on back is just amazing, and I'm sure my fellow Viking veterans are saying, oh, to had that kind of equipment when we were there back in 1976. And there's this article that came on out of Forbes talking about Mars red color and the revelation that it's really only a few millimeters thick. And this is something that we actually discovered on Viking as well, that when you dig down deep enough, you run out of the red and you start getting into grays and whites and so forth and so on. So they're out there basically saying, you know, that's is kind of weird. How do you explain a red coating over the entire planet that's only, you know, very, very, very thin? Perseverance has two microphones. Curiosity had one, but it was damaged on landing. But Perseverance microphones are working fine. They've released recordings of the wind blowing on Mars, the sounds of Perseverance itself. And today they released a new recording of Perseverance firing off its high-powered laser on Mars that can vaporize rocks up to 20 feet away. Now, the way that this is set up to do is they can vaporize the rock with the laser, and they can use a spectral analyzer on the plume that comes on up to get the composition of the rocks. It's, you know, a very nice way of sampling at a distance, and it does make a sound when it goes off, and NASA has released recordings of that sound. Meanwhile, over at SpaceX, they're planning a Starlink broadband for trucks, ships, and planes. It will not fit in cars, unfortunately. The terminal is much too big, but they are planning to have portable Starlink terminals for aircraft, ships, trucks, and RVs. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. I'm going to recycle our video feed, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns.
Welcome back to our show here, and I forgot to do this in hour number one, so I'm going to mention it now. Republic Broadcasting Network really does need your continuing support, and again, a heartfelt thank you to those of you who are supporting our work right now. And let's see, I'm getting a note from our control room. Apparently, we're having some issues with our connection. With both the audio and the video, and I'm not sure if that's internet or what that is, but on the next commercial break, I'm going to try reconnecting anyway. So technical issues aside, and again, that's why we need your support. We're working on very old equipment and just really nasty stuff here. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you will get an official RBN T-shirt to wear around town. And don't forget the Front Sight Firearms promo is still going on as well. Getting on back to the science and technology news here, China has successfully launched its new generation Long March 7A rocket early this morning on its second attempt, sending an experimental satellite into orbit. And this is good news, because the first time they tried launching with this vehicle, they had a major failure. But this time it worked, and the rocket carried the Xi'an 9 satellite to test new technologies such as space environment monitoring, according to the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation. CASC built the experimental satellite in only 8 months, setting a record for mid to large size remote sensing satellites. Well, good for them. What can I tell you? A lot of meteors have been coming down lately. We had a big one come down over Vermont the other day. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. And there was a big one that came down over the United Kingdom in the Cotswolds. And this one, pieces of it landed on the ground, and the residents there are scouring the land for bits of the meteorite, because, of course, they are very valuable. But the largest single lump fell on the property of this one family, and they donated it. They gave it away, saying that, you know, it's invaluable to science. So that was very, very generous of them to do. Over at Microsoft, they've had a little bit of an embarrassment. They've been forced to retract a research paper that published back in 2018 in journal Nature. And they're now saying there's a lack of evidence to support their previous conclusions. The study involved trying to prove the existence of the fermion. This is a theorized particle that could possibly be both matter and antimatter. And the retraction came after Sergei Frolov, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, found that another quantum phenomenon could mimic the results found by the original research team. Okay, over at CERN, a couple of bits of news there. They're starting to build a new super collider. This one is going to be something like three times the diameter of the Large Hadron Collider. And that's going to be some interesting stuff there. And meanwhile, the LS2, which is the oldest accelerator, has been cranked up into service. The way that is laid out at CERN is they have this one collider that generates the particles. Those are fed into other rings, which are considered storage rings. From there, they're routed to some of the other accelerators, including the Large Hadron Collider, and to do experiments, and they've got the antimatter factory in the east area, and so that's firing back up right now. So they're really humming over there, and I'm, you know, I do have a concern about particle physics. You know, they keep saying we're finding more and more particles. They don't know. They can't prove that they're not actually creating them at that moment. And particle physicists like to say that particle physics is like taking two old mechanical clocks and slamming them together and then trying to figure out what the clocks look like based on the springs and gears that fly on out. But if you slam those clocks together hard enough, individual teeth could break off the gears and come out as discrete parts, even though we know they weren't there before the collision, and that may be something that needs to, you know, pay attention to. Speaking of clockwork, scientists think they have finally solved the mystery of the Antikythera mechanism, which was this mechanical computer that dates to 60 BC. The ruins of it were found on a shipwreck in the Mediterranean, and they think they finally figured out what it was for and how it was built. And okay, another commercial break. I'm going to restart our channel and see if we can clean up our signal. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show here, and we seem to be having some technical gremlins. Our bandwidth has all of a sudden narrowed. And, yeah, we still have a connection issue here, and the sound coming this way is not good, and I don't know how good the sound is coming from me to you, but I'm going to slow down my speech a little bit just in case so that you can understand me. We are going to open the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252, and call on in with your comments and questions. Meanwhile, we're going to go back to news about science, technology, and so forth. Apple is getting ready to release a $1,000 virtual reality helmet with see-through screens. They're aiming to release this in 2022, and it's obviously an augmented reality product. And they're saying that they could debut augmented reality glasses and contacts within a decade. I don't know if I would want to wear the contacts, but that would be pretty amazing. I might be interested in the glasses if they're not too distracting while driving. We have another asteroid that is going to whiz by Earth on the 21st of this month, it's a big one, NASA is saying we don't have to worry. It will pass by at a safe distance. But somebody else was noticing that we seem to be having more of these meteorites hitting the Earth and more of these asteroids swinging by. Partly that is because we have more eyes looking at the skies with the growing population and technology. But again, we know from geological record that Earth goes through phases of, shall we say, cosmic bombardment, having to do with the fact that the solar system, along with orbiting around the Milky Way galaxy, also bobs up and down through the galactic plane. And when it goes through that galactic plane, there's a lot of material around us, and it can dislodge a lot of objects in the Oort cloud or beyond and send them falling into the Earth. So NASA has issued a public statement regarding 2001 FO32, saying you don't need to worry about it. It's not the end of the world. We're not going to send, a Bruce Willis out there to blow it up with a nuclear bomb or something like that. Okay. Now, this asteroid is going to pass Earth at 5.25 times the distance to the moon. It is still classed as a potentially hazardous asteroid. It is going to come within 1.25 million miles of our planet. And it is a big rock. If it actually hit the Earth, it would be noisy. NASA's Commercial Crew program did not work out exactly as planned. It has produced so far one suitable spacecraft for taking astronauts to and from the International Space Station. And they've already flown missions to the ISS using SpaceX's Crew Dragon, and another mission is on the schedule. But if you thought the Crew Dragon success meant NASA wouldn't have to hitch a ride with Russia, you were mistaken. NASA has released a new press release saying that it will once again lean on the Russian space agency Roscosmos for the privilege of using a seat on its Soyuz spacecraft to get an American astronaut into space. The Soyuz MS-18 mission will now include NASA's Mark Vandhei, thanks to an agreement between NASA and Axiom Space, which secured the seat on the Soyuz vehicle for NASA. Over on the Hubble Space Telescope, they had a glitch somewhere back about the 8th or 9th when a software error caused the spacecraft to go into safe mode. And the software error was traced to what an agency statement called an enhancement recently uploaded to the spacecraft. The enhancement was intended to compensate for fluctuations from one of the telescope's gyroscopes, but a glitch in the software caused a broader problem with Hubble's main computer, triggering the safe mode on March 7th. And now controllers have resolved the problem by disabling that software enhancement and plan to correct the flaw and test the new software a lot further before uploading it again. Yes, definitely have to test that before uploading it. And now, when we were working on Viking and when they did it, Curiosity, and I know they're doing the same thing with Perseverance, they have an identical copy of the spacecraft sitting in what's called a sandbox on Earth. And pardon me, before any new commands and software are uploaded to Mars, they are uploaded to the duplicate spacecraft in the sandbox and run through the paces to make sure that it's really going to work. It's a final check after the code check to make sure things are working properly. Now, moving on from Hubble, the James Webb Space Telescope has had a bit of a rough go. It's supposed to be the most powerful space telescope ever built. They've suffered from poor management, technical errors, budget overruns, schedule delays, the pandemic. And so they're really concerned about all kinds of things, including pirates. And that may sound kind of a little bit weird, but if you think about it, you've got this billion-dollar plus space telescope. It's too big to go into an aircraft, so it's going to be sent by cargo ship down to its launch facility. And the departure date and identity of the ship are all being hidden because pirates could grab the ship and hold the space telescope for ransom. So it makes perfect sense. Kind of weird things you have to deal with on your way into space here. Article coming on out of Science Focus asking, when will the Ingenuity Mars helicopter fly? Now that Perseverance is starting to strut its stuff out there, they're starting to look at the little tiny helicopter that was taken along. They're calling it the extraterrestrial Wright Brothers moment. The Ingenuity has delivered a promising first status report. The craft's batteries and heating systems are performing well. And so we're going to be coming up on the first flight. Basically, it operates like a drone, overhead counter-rotating props, and onboard gyros, just like the really hip drones that we have down here. All right, our phone lines are still open. Area code 512-248-8252. Over in China, student volunteers spent 370 days sealed in what is called Lunar Palace 1, growing food and generating oxygen from recycled materials as part of the plan to build a permanent habitat on the moon, which they're now going to be building in partnership with Russia, which has decided not to partner with NASA on NASA's Lunar Gateway. So everybody's that's going to be exciting. 2001 really is starting to catch up with us, you know, for real. Down at Arecibo, as you're aware, down in Puerto Rico, it suffered a major collapse not too long ago when the overhead cables snapped. The big antenna array at the top crashed down and really gouged out the dish. And they're basically now saying it's going to cost somewhere between $30 and $50 million to clean up the mess created by the collapse of the Arecibo dish late last year. Now, the investigation as to what exactly happened is still ongoing, but the National Science Foundation, through the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, was asked to provide a report to Congress outlining the causes and extent of the damage, the plan to remove debris in a safe and environmentally sound way, the preservation of the facilities and surrounding areas, and the process for determining whether to establish a new telescope at the site, along with those cost estimates. Meanwhile, of course, in China, they have what's called the FAST telescope, which is built along the same designs as Arecibo, except considerably larger. And instead of three sets of cables holding that center antenna platform, they have six. So it's a little bit more robust. And that telescope is open for business. It's in at least partly involved in SETI research as well. All right, story coming on out of the end of the AmericanDream.com, and it's talking about how we have been warned that Dust Bowl conditions would return, and it does appear to be happening. We have this horrific drought through the western half of the United States. It's already gone way past what many scientists thought was possible. Some areas of the Southwest went more than 200 straight days without any measurable rain last year. Vegetation is disappearing at a frightening pace, and dust storms are becoming more common. Now, there's climate has something to do with it, but the reality is that following the original Dust Bowl, there was a huge investment in infrastructure and developing new farming techniques to prevent a Dust Bowl from ever happening again. Massive irrigation, water transference systems, aqueducts, pipeline systems. But all of that stuff has been allowed to decay in recent decades. And that irrigation system that was put out there in the West, to create all that new farmland is delivering about one third of the water that it was originally designed to produce. And so the reason the Dust Bowl is returning is because the infrastructure put in place to prevent a Dust Bowl is falling apart, because we need to spend the money on Israel and things that go bang. All right, another interesting story. And by the way, the phone lines are still open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we are still dealing with technical issues, for which I apologize, although it's not my fault. Maybe they didn't feed that giant mutant hamster in the little wire wheel that powers all of RBN here. Okay, story coming on out from the Hideout now. This is out of Michigan. There was this man who spent nearly 5 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. He is now suing Hertz, okay, because it took them 3 years to produce the receipt for the car he rented that proved he was nowhere near the scene of the crime. And they produced the receipt, proved he was renting a car 20 minutes away from the crime scene at the time the crime was occurring. But it took Hertz 3 years to produce it, so he is suing them, and I hope that will work. Okay, we actually have a caller on the line here. Let's go to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to call you for a while now to talk about what happened down in Texas where they had that storm. Yes. And I believe, Michael, and I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, I believe that they manufactured that storm where they brought down the cold air, and then they went ahead and cut the power to a lot of citizens of Texas.
Essentially, and why would they do that?
As a beta test. Is to test out their weather weapon. I believe they've done a lot with hurricanes and other stuff, but they haven't necessarily done a sustained cold, Arctic type environment that they did when they brought down the cold from the polar vortex. And so
let me ask you this, you know, why would they hit like Texas with it, as opposed to maybe doing the test and sending that prolonged coal out over the ocean where it's not going to inconvenience anybody?
Well, because Texas has an independent grid where they can look at the effects. They can look at if they politically mm-hmm. shut down the grid compared to also then bringing in the physical cold. I believe it's a really good beta test for what they plan on doing in the future. And when I say the future, Michael, I mean in the next 2 to 3 years. And I base that time frame on a website called Deagle.com, DEAGEL.com. And they predict the United States population to be at 100 million in 2025. And you're a smart man, Michael. You can do that math. So they want to bring it two thirds down to 100 million by 2025, or at least that's the forecast. And what I believe they're going to do, Michael, is that Texas was their beta test, and in the next year or two or three or however mm-hmm. long, you're going to see mm-hmm. a polar vortex come down into America to the middle of the country where all mm-hmm. the white Republican conservatives live, the Trump supporters. Yeah. They're going to bring that polar vortex down, and they're not going to keep it for a week like they did last time. They're going to keep it for a month or two or three, and they're going to cut the power in that time
okay.
frame.
Robert,
they're going to blame the power cut on
Robert,
coal. But
Robert, my turn. Okay, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I leave you with this parting thought. I do not care how much of a rush you are in the morning. You have got to stop drying your hair in the microwave oven. So thank you very much for the phone call. And the phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, we have a lot of things falling down from the sky on us right now, and we had one come down over Vermont that left a shockwave, and it was a bolide. It actually exploded high up in the atmosphere, but the shockwave from it rattled buildings on the ground, registered on seismometers, and NASA is basically saying that, yeah, this appears to have been a genuine object from outer space that came down through the atmosphere and caused a ruckus. Again, there used to be a show called The Meteor Men or The Meteor Hunters, where they went on out and found meteors because they're all over the place, and they would, you know, sell them because there are people who will buy meteors as long as you can document that it really is a meteor. Okay, now getting on to other things here. Somebody is out there screaming now that we have a real national security issue, that most of our military supplies are made in China. And yeah, I would think that would be a problem. Getting on back to the meteors and whatnot, there is basically an increased fireball sightings coincide with the spike in near-Earth asteroids. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday, and we're going to go back to the phone to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Judy. I was listening to you talking about the Arecibo telescope, and before that, the mentioned things about goings on with the Hubble.
Yes.
I can imagine, it got me thinking along the lines of engineering standards. I imagine you probably have seen the episode of Star Trek Next Generation in which Geordi rescues Commander Scott from the original series.
I remember that one, yes.
Well, there's this fascinating interaction between the two engineers, the younger and the older, where Geordi starts telling Commander Scott about the limitations of some device. And he's like, oh, it can take more than it. Here's the manual. The manual says this. And Commander Scott says, Sonny, laddie, I wrote that manual. never tell them what it can really do. How do you think I keep my reputation as a miracle worker?
Yes. Well, we know that, good engineering practice is to over-design, past the specs. But that telescope has been in operation for a lot of years, and it's sitting there in a very humid and salty climate. And as Claire and I learned to our own chagrin in Hawaii, salty, humid climates make everything look like it's made out of compressed rust.
Right. Well, which begs the question, might not somebody have thought to reinforce the cabling at some point, if they wanted to keep it going?
I think the operant question here is, what was the telescope's original design lifespan? Because nobody thought it was going to last forever. At some point it was going to have to be taken down and replaced. They just kept it running as long as they could.
Run to fail nowadays.
Yes.
There's actually a term for that, run to fail.
Yeah, just like our government.
Speaking of engineering and price, the Hubble has been operating in a bit of a slightly crippled state ever since its inception, because a friend of mine had worked for Hughes at the time the Hubble was sent up and everything, and I forget whether it was a government agency refused to allow the civilian corporation or the civilian corporation didn't allow the government agent, the Air Force, to inspect. They wanted to do kind of obsessive compulsive super duper triple double check on the mirrors of the Hubble, and
yes,
one agency disallowed the other, and consequently it was sent up with a problem they found some sort of optical computer way to compensate at least to some degree, but all these years it's been operating in less than optimal condition because of that.
Well, yeah, there was a mistake in grinding the original mirror. There were two tests done on the optical train. One said it's working perfectly. The other one said, no, there's a serious problem. The project manager said, well, we'll just throw out the one that says there's a problem. We've got a test result here that says it's going to work. And they sent it up. But it was corrected with a corrector lens installed during a space shuttle mission. Okay, Glenn, there's the music. I got to let you go. Everybody have a really good weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a really great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.